Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We like to say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome back to the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen, with Jesus Christ as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'm your host and your Kingdom Coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Afrida Bradford, bringing you greetings from the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We like to say happy, 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 happy New Year to you, to you, to you. And to you too. And we're believing God for a wonderful year, new year, giving God all the praise, giving God all the glory, and giving God all of the honor. Amen, amen, and amen. Okay, we want to pick up where we left off. Amen. We were talking about setting the year straight, beloved. Amen. This is the year, amen, of the fullness of time. This is the year, amen, of the manifestation. Amen. And I'm telling you, there's wonderful things destined, amen, to take place in the life of the believer, for all who will believe, for all who will receive. Amen. Glory be to God. But there's still some things, amen, that we need to do. Amen. Glory be to God. And so as we're going down our checklist, glory be to God, and we spoke about making sure that we have an attitude of gratitude, making sure that we're grateful, amen, that we're seeking God, that we're trusting God. Beloved, today we want to spend a couple minutes, amen, and another key and vital point in reference to our growth and him, our maturity in him, and what we will receive from him is very, very, very important, beloved. And as we talk about getting the year straight, amen, it's time to get some things in order. When Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and got his business in order, the Lord gave him an additional 15 years. Amen. Is not the Lord good? Amen. All the time, and all the time is not the Lord God, he good. Amen. Amen. So today, beloved, amen, we want to talk about obedience. Glory be to God. We want to look in the book of 1 Samuel, amen, chapter number 15, amen, and we want to look at verse number 22, and it reads, "But Samuel replied, does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifice as much as in obeying the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams. For rebellion is like the sin of divination, and arrogance like the evil of idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has rejected you as king." Amen and amen. Beloved, obedience, amen, is key. It is key, amen, to what we receive from the Lord. Amen, beloved. We are limited, amen, by our obedience and our disobedience unto him. Amen. Glory be to God. When we look in the book of Exodus, amen, chapter number 16 and verse number 28, and it reads, "And the Lord said to Moses, how long do you refuse to keep my commandments and my laws?" He was asking him, how long are you going to stay in a state of disobedience? How long are you going to be stubborn? How long are you going to be rebellious according to what I am telling you to do? Glory be to God. Amen. And so, beloved, amen, when we look all through the Old Testament, the New Testament, glory be to God, beloved, there's so many scriptural references, amen, into our obedience, amen. Exodus 15 and 26 reads, "And if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you." You see this, beloved? The Lord is saying, if you are obedient, there's not only blessings, blessings to your health, blessings to your wealth, blessings to your destiny, blessings all around. Glory be to God. It is God's will for us to prosper. It is God's will for us to be in good health, even as our soul prospers. But our soul cannot prosper in a spirit of disobedience. Amen, beloved. We must be obedient children to the Lord. The same way we desire for our children to obey us, we must obey him. Exodus 19:5. Now, therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine. You see this, beloved? The Lord is saying, if you would just make up your mind to be obedient, if you just make up your mind, I'm going to do what the Lord is requiring me to do, then he has called us a special treasure, not an ordinary treasure, but a special treasure to him above all people. Oh yeah, favor is not there, beloved. Amen. And it's God's doing, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Everybody belongs to God. All the people of the earth belong to God. God can do what he wants to do because he's God. And here he says, you're going to be a special treasure above all people. Now, that's favor. That's favor when God puts you above, puts your situation above. See, he states why he can do it, because all the earth is mine. The earth belongs to him. And so God can do whatever he wants to do whenever he feels like doing it, and God will do it, amen, for those who obey him. Now, this is not for everybody, because everybody who says they're born again, beloved, is not obedient. They're not obedient. So he doesn't say for all those who are saved. He doesn't say that. He don't say, I'm going to bless everybody who's born again. I'm going to bless everybody who calls on the name of Jesus. He doesn't say that. He says here, glory be to God, for all who will obey me, then there is a special blessing. Exodus 23:22. But if you indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries. You see this? How God will even come and fight for you. Anybody coming up against you is going to come up against God. Anybody that's blessing you is blessing God. You see that? Why? Because you live a lifestyle of obedience. God honors obedience, beloved. He takes heed to it. He responds to it. Glory be to God. He doesn't play around with that. Glory be to God. And you are double blessed. You are specially blessed, beloved. Hallelujah. You're blessed when you're a Christian. You are exceptionally blessed when you are an obedient Christian. Glory be to the living God. Amen. Because the wrath of God cometh upon the children of disobedience. So God doesn't want us living in that, making those choices, because there's consequences, amen, to every decision, amen, that we make. When we look in Exodus 34:11, it says, observe what I command you this day. Behold, I am driving out from before you the Amorite and the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite. God says, I'm driving all these out before you. I'm taking all your enemies down. Anything that's blocking your way, anything that's holding you up, anything that's agitating you, glory be to God, threatening you, intimidating you, huh? He said, they're going to be removed out of your way. God said, I'm taking them down one by one. Why? See, not because you are that special, but because, amen, you're doing something special. What? You're honoring God in the spirit of obedience. That is special to God, and he responds to it. And God says, because you have an obedient spirit, because you are willing and obedient, he told Joshua, if you be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. See, some people are willing, but they're not obedient. And some people are obedient, but they're not willing. But beloved, when you put the two together, when you are obedient because you want to be obedient, when you are obedient because God is requiring it, beloved, there's a special blessing, amen, that the Lord gives, amen, unto you. Glory be to God. And our God, amen, changes not. He is the same God, amen, yesterday, today, and forever. And what God did, beloved, in the Old Testament times and the New Testament times, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah, God to do in your time. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because that's exactly who he is. God will honor his word above his name. Leviticus 19 and 37 says, therefore, you shall observe all my statutes and all my judgments and perform them. I am the Lord. See, when you do what I tell you to do, amen. When you do what brings me delight, when you bring joy to my heart, when you're seeking my will above your own will, amen. Beloved, when we look and we follow the life of Jesus, amen, Jesus' agenda, his whole 33 and a half years on planet Earth, beloved, was to do the will of the Father. See, not my will, but thine will be done. He came to fulfill the will of the Father. He only wanted to please his Father. He only wanted to live an obedient life. Could Jesus have done otherwise? Of course he could have. Jesus was 100% God, but he was 100% man. Could Jesus have sinned? Of course he has. Some people say, Jesus, no way Jesus could have sinned. Yes, he could have. What was the point of the temptations if Jesus could not sin? Of course Jesus could have sinned. Of course Jesus could have implemented his own agenda, but he did not. See, because he wanted to live a life of obedience, beloved. Leviticus chapter number 20, verse number 8, and you shall keep my statutes and perform them. I am the Lord who sanctifies you. See, when you have an obedient, when you're obedient to the Lord's statutes, when you perform the Lord's statutes, amen, glory be to God, then the Lord says he sanctifies you. Glory be to God. Somebody say, thank God for sanctification. Amen. Glory be to God. When we flip over, amen, to the 25th verse, amen, in the same chapter, amen, and verse number 18, and it says, so you shall observe my statutes and keep my judgments and perform them, and you will dwell in the land safely. Safely. You see that, beloved? When we are obedient to God, God said he will keep us safe. He will keep us safe from all them bullets flying around your house. He'll keep you safe from all them muggings going on in your neighborhood. He'll keep you safe from the carjackings. He'll keep you safe and make sure that you're not in the right place at the wrong time. He'll keep you safe so that when you eat, glory be to God, you won't be eating poisoning or bad food. You see this, beloved? It's plain right here. Right here in the scriptures, God said he will keep us safe, keep our children safe. We don't have to worry about, amen, the policeman knocking on your door, telling you something just happened. Bad news. There was an accident. There was an incident. Huh? You ain't got to worry about that. Premature tears and premature sorrow. Why? Psalm 91 backs it up. See, and there's other scriptures all throughout the Bible that backs it up. Hey, what the scripture is telling us right here, when we live a lifestyle of obedience, there are blessings that are attached to that. And those blessings are collateral, which means not only do we enjoy the blessings and the consequences of our obedience, beloved, those around us and our families enjoy the same. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, amen, hallelujah, all through when we look in the book of Leviticus, amen, he talks about how obedience brings blessings and obedience brings curse. Disobedience brings curse. Glory be to God. If we are obedient, we are blessed. There's no way you can live a life of obedience to God and not be blessed. There's no way. If you're not, beloved, that would make God a liar and a father of lies, and he is not that. Glory be to God. And so he tells us, beloved, glory. Let's just look at a few. Amen. Glory be to God as we wrap it up on this morning. Amen. Leviticus. Amen. Just for your notes. Amen. Hallelujah. Chapter number 26. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Verse number 3. All right. If, underline the word if. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and perform perform them. See that if you are obedient is what the Lord is saying, amen, in our terms, in today's language, see, then read the next verse. Then I will give you rain in its season, and the Lord shall yield its produce, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. You see that? Beloved, do we need the rain? I'm not talking about the rain that comes from heaven. Yeah, we know we need the rain. But I'm talking about, he's talking about the spiritual blessings. He's talking about the latter rain. He's not talking about the rain when you got to pull up your umbrella. Matter of fact, to tell you the truth, I don't even like umbrellas. Just get me wet. I love to feel the rain. He's not talking about that type of rain, beloved. He's talking about raining down blessings on your life, showers of blessings. This is what the Lord is talking about. Then he goes on in verse number 5 and tells you your threshing shall last till the time of vintage, and the vintage shall last till the time of sowing. You shall eat your bread to the full. And here he goes again. He says the same thing. Be careful. Pay attention when God says the same thing twice. He says you're going to dwell in your land safely. You're going to, you don't have to worry about home invasions. I'm not saying get rid of the security system and the locks on your door. We're not saying that, beloved, but you can go to bed and rest. You don't have to worry about somebody breaking in through the cellar and breaking in through the back door and coming in through the bathroom skylight. You ain't got to worry about none of that. Why? Because God said he got you. Go to sleep. Leave the house. It'll be okay when you get back. See, why? Because we are an obedient children. And so read all of Leviticus 26. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That whole chapter telling us what God will give to us and what God will do for us when we live a lifestyle of obedience. But now I want you to pay attention in verse 14 while you're in that same chapter. He said, but if you do not obey me, and do not observe all these commandments. See, now God always has to give you the full story. See, God is not going to give you half the truth. Because we all know it's two sides to every story. And then he goes on, he says, and if you despise my statutes, or if your soul abhors my judgments, so that you do not perform all my commandments, but break my covenant. God is a covenant keeper. Covenants are very serious to God. Matter of fact, if the Lord tarry, we're going to teach a whole series on covenants and what it means to God and what it should mean to us. Glory be to God. Then he goes on in verse 16, I also will do this for you. I will even appoint terror over you, wasting disease and fever, which shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart. And you shall sow your seed in vain. See? Some of you sowing seeds. You're faithful with sowing seeds, but you're sowing it in vain. You're wondering why you're not really seeing the harvest on the seed that you're sowing. And beloved, have you ever considered that maybe it's not the soil that you're sowing in, but it's your attitude of disobedience? Here it is in black and white. God said, you can sow. You can give me 10%, 20%, 50%. He said, you can give me the whole 100. Beloved, but if your heart is not right, if you are in a spirit of disobedience to the will of the Lord and what God is telling us to do, he says, you're going to reap the consequences of your disobedience. Glory, and this is what he means when he says obedience is better than sacrifice. See, we want to hone in on the sacrifice, but we want to skip over the spirit of obedience. It'll never work in the Lord's kingdom. God has order. See, glory be to God. See, he says, and you sow your seed in vain. Just, and then read the rest of that sentence. For your enemy shall eat it. Now, beloved, that's a sad commentary. When you sowing your seed and your enemies eating your harvest, Lord, have mercy. You don't see the harvest, never got to you because it got to your enemies first. Why? Huh? Not because your enemies did anything right, but beloved, because we refuse to check our obedience. This is a new year, beloved. It's time to lay the foundation. It's time for us to say enough is enough of the foolishness. What does God want from me? It's time for us to seek God and find out what God wants from us and give it to him. And give it willingly and give it cheerfully and be glad that we can give it whatever he wants. See? And the first thing he wants is you. Romans 12:1, I beseech thee therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. He wants you. Stop giving the devil a piece of your body, a piece of your mind. Come on. Beloved, it's time for us to go deeper. We're talking about it. Now it's time to be about it. It sounds good. Let us go deeper. Now when are we going to go deeper? What does God require? God, what do you want from me? Why did you make me? Why did you create me? Why did you put me here? And this point is, why am I living in 2023? I could have been born in the 1500s, 1600s, 1700s. I could have been aborted. I could have died at birth. Why did you keep me here this long? What do you want from me? What is my contribution to this generation? What is my contribution to your kingdom? What do you want from me? Beloved, it's time for us to go deeper and find out. But if we don't make up our mind that we're going to obey God, then when God answers us, then we're going to say, oh, I didn't think he was going to say that. I'm sorry for asking, Lord. No. Glory, when the Lord answers, you're going to say, yes, Lord, with your help, you can count on me. With your help, my soul says, yes, with your help, I'm all the way in, beloved. And that takes an attitude of obedience. Hallelujah. In this new year, glory be to God. Let us look at this verse here also in verse number 18. Glory be to God. He says, and after all this, if you do not obey me, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins. Beloved, a lot of us are in situations the devil ain't got nothing to do with. I'm just got to tell you straight up. I know you call the devil a liar, you're binding the devil, and you're rebuking the devil, but the devil ain't had nothing to do with it. Because the devil can't make a child of God sin. The devil, let me tell you something, because he could not make Adam and Eve bite of that fruit, but he enticed them to sin. He couldn't make them do it. And the same way he couldn't make Adam and Eve sin, he can't make you sin either. And beloved, if we are living a lifestyle of disobedience to the Lord in any area of our lives, huh? Not honoring our mother and our father. Glory be to God. Submitting to our spouses. Not loving one another. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Not obedient to him and our service. Huh? Glory be to God. Or any other area of our life. Anywhere we come short, beloved, we know we wrong. You know you wrong because, wait a minute, the Holy Spirit's job is to nug you and say, hey, you know you should have did that yesterday. Now, you know that was that's the Holy Spirit's job. Don't shortchange the Holy Ghost, beloved. You better off by asking God to forgive you instead of trying to put it on the Holy Spirit. You close to blasphemy. You close to blasphemy, and that which is the only sin that cannot be forgiven. You know the Holy Spirit is dealing with your conscience. But you keep trying to shrug it off like it's going somewhere. The Holy Spirit just trying to put you in a place and keep you in a place of blessing. Because he knows as long as you stay there, you're being shortchanged. And you are the one that's shortchanging yourself. You can't get the full blessing when you're living a life of disobedience, saints. God don't bless anything. God don't bless no mess. God blesses obedience. Obedience is better than our sacrifice. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let me share two more scriptures with you. Glory be to God. In Deuteronomy And some of you are familiar, amen, with Deuteronomy, especially this one here. You can find it in the 18th chapter, and you can find it in the 11th chapter. I'm going to take you to the 11th chapter today, amen, in verse number 27. And it says, glory be to God. Let's start in verse number 26, and then let's move forward. He says, behold, I set before you today a blessing and a curse. Now, this is God speaking. See, this is God. Most people just think the curse is just related to us shortchanging God with our tithes, beloved, but the curse expands that because it's a part of tithing, is a part of it because that's part of our obedience because we know it's God's will for us to give a certain amount. But, beloved, but it covers more than that because a lot of people give their money, but they're still disobedient in other areas of their lives. So here he said, I'll give you a blessing and a curse. Now look at verse number 27. The Lord said, I'm going to give you the blessing. And look at the condition for receiving the blessings from the Lord, beloved. Now I ain't making nothing up. Because I ain't going to have the Lord strike me dead. Because I want to live. It says here, if you, underline the word if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, bam. The Lord is saying, if you have a lifestyle of obedience, you are living in the blessing. Simple. We ain't got to add nothing to, you can't add nothing to that, and you can't take nothing away. If you have a lifestyle of obedience to the Lord's will, the Lord's commands, the Lord's desire, the Lord's word, you live under the blessing. All right, but wait a minute, don't stop there, because I got to tell you the whole truth. Now move on to the next verse, verse number 28. And that's the blessing. Now he says, and the curse. What? Curse? I ain't cursed. Jesus died. Jesus was a curse for me. Yeah, yeah. Read the whole book, baby. Read the whole book. And the curse, listen, if you do not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside from the way which I command you today to go after other gods which you have not known. There it is, beloved. As we begin this year of 2023 and we are checking ourselves as we're going down the checklist, making sure our gratitude, we stay in a spirit of gratitude. Glory be to God. Seeking the Lord, trusting the Lord, beloved, glory be to God. We have to add to that list our obedience. If we really want to position ourselves for the fullness of time and the full manifestation of what the Lord, amen, has been waiting to give to us, and he's ready to give to us, if we are ready to receive it, then we have to go down the checklist. Oh, well, I can just live any kind of way I want because God already said he's going to give it to me. Not. Don't work that way. It don't work that way, baby. You can't play with God. Now, if you want to play with anybody, pick somebody, and you better be careful who you pick. Because some people you play with, it's the wrong people. And you might, you know what I mean? A lot of people in the cemetery right now because they picked the wrong person. Some people you just don't play with. And, beloved, if it's some people you don't play with, you don't play with God none of the time. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, obedience is better than sacrifice. And we can find it all throughout the Bible, all throughout the Bible. I can give you a whole bunch of scriptures today. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But for the sake of time, I'm not going to run it down. If you want the scriptures, text me, email me. I'll give you the list of scriptures, and you can do your own research. You can go through your thesaurus, go to the back of your Bible, look up the word obey. It's a whole page of scriptures on obedience. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, Samuel, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah, was telling Saul that obedience was better than sacrifice. Now, Samuel was not saying that sacrifice is not important. He wasn't saying that. But what he was urging Saul to look at his reasons for making the sacrifice rather than at the sacrifice itself. A sacrifice was a ritual transaction between a person and God that physically demonstrated a relationship between them. But if the person's heart was not truly repentant, see, beloved, we are Christians in our heart. Not because your name is on somebody's church roll. Not because you got baptized in water in the name of Jesus. That don't make you a Christian. We are Christians in our hearts. And if a person, beloved, if they're not a Christian in their heart and if they're not truly repentant, or if he or she do not truly love God, then the sacrifice, your sacrifice now becomes a ritual. It's a hollow ritual. Yeah, I'm going to get, yeah, I'm going to get in line. It's a ritual. It stinks in the Lord's nostrils. Your ritual. Your sacrifice. Why? Because your heart not right. You ain't got no love in your heart. Your love is low. Glory be to God. You still got envy in your heart. You got anger in your heart. You got gossip in your heart. You got disobedience as a spirit. That's in your heart. And you want to come to God with all that in your heart and ask God to take your sacrifice and God's supposed to be happy? Yeah, I can do something with this. God don't need it, baby. Because God got a whole bunch of folks, amen, glory be to God, that can come to him with the right attitude. And he's not trying to diss you, beloved. He's just trying to remind you that if we seek the Lord while he might be found, God will do the cleaning up. The good part about us getting our lives right, we don't have to do it. God is going to do it. When we yield to him, God is not going to force you. He's not going to make you. But if you want to be helped, help is available. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Beloved, rich religious ceremonies. See, that's why a lot of people don't come to church. A lot of people ain't coming back to church until God do a new thing. And God is raising up some leaders right now that's going to start doing church different. And when we start doing church different, including Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, the folks going to come flocking to the church. Okay, well, we start out with a song. Then we're going to do a prayer. And the choir going to sing too. Okay, then you're going to come back with another song. Now, if anybody start praising the Lord, sit them down. Because, you know, the word of God got to come. All right, and after the word of God come, we're going to do 30 minutes on the word. Okay, then we're going to, you know, bless the people, pray for the people, take the offering, and everybody be out. Amen. We starting at 9, and everybody can be home by 10. Religious ceremonies. And you know what? I believe that's why so many church doors is closed and not coming back open until we examine ourselves so we can come back right and let the Spirit have his way. What if the Spirit just want to do praise and worship for 2 hours? What if deliverance needs to take place? Glory be to God. Huh? What if God just wants to do that? What if God just wants to come with the word and say, hold the song for the day? What if the Holy Spirit wants to do that? Huh? Ah, they didn't do big church the way I like doing church. The way you like doing church? Excuse me, whose church is it? Beloved, we've gotten beside ourselves. There's a lot of spiritual arrogance in the Lord's kingdom, and the Lord is trying to straighten this out, starting from the head down to the bottom, starting from the preachers, the pastors, the bishops, the apostles, all the way down to the bottom. It's time for us to get things, get our business straight for 2023. It's time out. The Lord has been patient with us, beloved. He's slow to anger, but let me tell you, the Lord does have anger. He's just slow at building it up. Glory be to God. All these religious ceremonies, all these rituals, they're empty unless they are performed with an attitude of love and obedience. If you don't have love and obedience in your heart, everything else is a smoking gun in the Lord's nostril. You trying to dance before the Lord with no love and obedience in your heart. You trying to sing. Huh? With no love and obedience, huh? You trying to give. You trying to do this. You trying to preach. You trying to do this. And you don't have no love in your heart. And you don't have no obedience in your heart to do what God, what you know God is telling you to do. Beloved, sometimes we between a rock and a hard place and we really trying to seek God because there's some situations every now and then we really don't know if we should go left or right. I'm not talking about those times. I'm talking about what you know you ought to be doing. Because the Holy Spirit told you. The word has told you. Huh? And now you're trying to bless God with something on top of your disobedience. Who do you think you're dealing with? Why are you playing God for a joke? God is not a fool. This is why God said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. God is saying, you cannot twist my arms to bless you because I know your heart. Being religious. I know some people that religiously keep their house clean. So what? Religious? What does that word religious mean? I know some people that religiously go to work. Religiously go to work on time. I know some people that religiously have their dinner fixed by 6 p.m. every evening. That word religious don't mean nothing. Beloved, being religious, going, oh yeah, I go to church. I go to church every Sunday. I go to church. I never miss. I go 2 times. So what if your heart ain't right? You went to church with a spirit of disobedience and you left with one. You might as well stayed home and stayed unbed. Glory be to God. Serving on a committee. Yeah, I'm on this committee. I'm on the trustee board. I'm on the deacon board. I'm on this board. Glory be to God. What good is it, beloved, if you still got disobedience in your heart? Beloved, it's time for us to get down to the nitty and gritty. We got to go to the hard places this year. Because God has been patient with us, but we ain't got that much more time. We ain't got that much more time. We got to get deep into the hard places, those places we don't want to go, those conversations we don't want to have, those areas we don't want to look at. It's time to be looking at them. It's a new year. It's a new year, beloved. Hallelujah. Beloved, giving to charity is not enough if you do not act out on devotion and obedience to God. It's not enough. It's not enough. And so this is why the Lord said, for rebellion is like the sin of divination. Rebellion and arrogance are serious sins. Serious sins. When we are rebellious, when we are disobedient, some of us take it lightly. Oh, I didn't do it. I'm just going to ask God to forgive me, just real arrogant with it. Oh, Bubba, you don't even realize how serious it is with the Lord. They involve far more than being independent and strong-willed. Scripture equates them with divination. You know what divination is? It's witchcraft. Your disobedience is equivalent to the witch and the warlock and the sorcerer around the corner working white magic, blue magic, black magic. You trying to send them to hell and you on the same wavelength they on. You on the same street they on and you trying to send the voodoo people to hell and the Bible says your disobedience is just as bad as their voodoo. Now you going to tell me that ain't serious with God? And idolatry sins are worthy of death. And if you want the scriptures on that, beloved, I'll give it to you. Just ask me for it. I'll send it out to you. Worthy of death. And we wondering why some people dying early. Oh, they was only 30-something, 40-something. They were just so young. You best believe God allowed everything to happen for a reason. Everything. We don't know what was happening between that person and God. We don't know how the Holy Spirit was pleading with that person. We don't know. I ain't going to touch it either. I ain't going to touch it. I'm just going to take the word at face value and say, Lord, help me. Amen. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. I can't judge nobody else. Help me to judge myself. Glory be to God. Saul became both rebellious and Saul became arrogant. So, beloved, it is little wonder that God finally rejected Saul and took away his kingdom. Rebellion against God is perhaps the most serious sin of all, because as long as a person rebels, as long as a person want to box with God, and God is telling them to do this, and they telling the Lord no, and God is leading them this way, and they telling the Lord he wrong, and they right, that the Lord don't know what he's doing. You might not say it in that vernacular, beloved, but that's what you're saying when you take that stance of disobedience. And what happens is that person opens the door to forgiveness and rebellion with God. You close the door when you stand in rebellion. Remember we were talking earlier this week about the open doors? Well, when you are in disobedience to God, you actually close the door. And you close the door in the Lord's face. The Lord said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. You close the door in the Lord's face. You're closing the door to forgiveness, and you're closing the door restoration with God. You can't be restored. God cannot restore your rebellion, your disobedience until you repent. Now, we trying to get God to bless us anyhow. No. Back it all the way up. Let's take this back to elementary level. God ain't blessing nothing till you repent. God said when you confess and forsake your ways, then the Lord will have mercy. Beloved, as we have embraced this brand new year, and we thank God for it, this is it. This is the time. Amen. For us to get our business in order. It's time to set the year straight. It's time to get our act in order. Lord, how's my gratitude level? Okay. And we're starting our fast on Monday. I'm going to be reaching out to each and every one of you. Because if you're a part of this ministry, I want you to come. I'm going to give everybody the scripture. You ain't going to have to worry about what you're going to teach on. I'm going to give you the scripture. And I want you to come and do a 15, 20-minute elaboration on that scripture on fasting. Now, you can tell me no, because some of you already tell me no. If you tell me no, the answer going to be no. I'm past the attitude stage. I ain't offended no more. You say no, I just go on to the next person. Glory be to God. Huh? But I want you, amen, to come and elaborate on fasting. Glory be to God. Because, beloved, amen, as we enter into this new year, we need to examine ourselves. Amen. That some kind only come through prayer and fasting, amen, and get some deliverance. The first 3 days, next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we're not fasting for nobody but ourselves. Because we can't help nobody till we help ourselves. We can't bless nobody till we bless ourselves. We're blessed to be a blessing. And we want the Lord to show us those areas of our lives that we are not grateful. Those areas of our lives where we are disobedient. Those areas of our lives where we are not trusting him, where we are not seeking. We want God to put the spotlight on us. Yeah, but my husband, later for your husband. Your husband got to answer to God for himself. You're going to come back to your husband. Let's just make sure you get your calling and your election sure. You don't want to preach to everybody and then you yourself be a castaway. So that's what we are going to be doing. Amen. Glory be to God. We're going to be fasting for 21 days. All of you who can, check with your doctor. Amen. If you can't do the 12 hours, do 6 hours. Just do. That's between you and God. Just do the best you can do. Glory be to God. The first week, we're going to fast at 12 o'clock noon. The second week, amen, we're going to fast the 3 in the afternoon. And then the final week, we're going to fast to 6 p.m. So we can fast from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Get up early in the morning. Eat a little breakfast. Glory be to God. Huh? And then take it out. Glory be to God. We're going to have petitions every day, what we are praying for. We're praying for the nations. We're praying for our family. All right? But the first 3 days, we're fasting for ourselves. I've already begun mine. Amen. Glory, because I'm taking mine for 30 days with my bishop. So mine started on yesterday. Glory be to God. Shut down, shut down. Don't want to talk to nobody about nothing. I ain't want to talk to nobody about nothing, because I'm talking to the Lord. And you got to do that every now and then. You got to do it. Everybody got a voice. Everybody got an opinion. Everybody got this and that and that and that. You can't continue to deal with all that until you make sure that you're lined up with God's purposes. Otherwise, other people's problems will squash you and demolish you. And you wonder why you're so heavy. You're so low because you're carrying other people's burdens. And we're supposed to carry other people's burdens. They bear ye one another's burdens. But you have to be anointed and prayed up and fasted for that. And you sure can't carry anybody's burdens if you're living in the life of disobedience. Because as our lesson showed us today, you're under the curse. You don't have to believe it. It's true anyhow. You don't have to believe it. I talked to some people, they say they don't believe in Jesus. They don't believe. I told one man, I said, you ain't got to believe it. But if you transition and leave it, when you leave this earth and Jesus ain't in your heart, you're going to hell. You ain't got to believe it. It's true anyhow. Amen. Beloved, let's set out. Let's set the year straight. Let's set the year. Let us take this first week, this first month, and like really go deeper and find out what the Lord wants from us. What adjustments we need to make, what modifications we need to make, what we need to do. Show me, Lord. Be serious about it. He said, when you sought me with your whole heart, your fun, be serious about it. I'm not talking about no religious lingo. I'm talking about you going in with your heart. Shut the door behind you. Tell people you're busy. You'll be out in an hour. You got an appointment. And get in there and wrestle with God. And find out where you come short. See? And don't be so arrogant in your blessings. The places where you're strong, stop being arrogant in those areas. And surrender everything unto the Lord. And when you humble yourself and submit yourself to God, then God will lift you up above your enemies, above your circumstances. Glory be to God, exceedingly and abundantly above all we can act or think according to the power that worketh in us. Amen? Set the year straight in Jesus' name. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God that will never return unto you void, but it will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. On this first Wednesday in this new year, we say thank you. Father God, we want to live right. God, we're not trying to impress people and then bust hell wide open. What was the purpose? Father God, we want to live right. We want our hearts to be right with you. We want to be pure. We want to be holy. Oh God, we want to bring a smile to your face. We want to hear you say, well done. Oh, Father God, that we're living for you. We're going to die for you. Everything we do is about you. God, will you help us when we come short? Help us when we've been tricked. Help us, Father God, in those areas where we've been deceived. We've been conformed instead of transformed. Forgive us, Father. And as we embrace this new year, Father, we ask that you would purge us. Show us ourselves. Father God, show us that we're not all that we think we are, especially if we're moving in arrogance. And if there's no love and unforgiveness in our hearts, if there's no disobedience, total obedience, then Father God, we're not where we're supposed to be. And we're not where we think we should and we're not where we think we are and where we should be. But you try to call us where we should be, and we say we want to go, whatever that means. We not know all what it means, but all we know is the day we say yes. We say yes. And God, because you judge the hearts, you know that we mean it. And we say yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Father God, we ask that you would bless the prayer warriors as they come today and serve at the 12 o'clock and the 9 o'clock altar. Bless these women of God, Father God, as they stand in the gap. Anoint them. Keep them from hurt, harm, and danger. In Jesus' name, all the prayer warriors, Father God, thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Now we want to bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the precious Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer now by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. In Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. In Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Everybody have a lovely day. Amen. Glory be to God. Walk in the blessing. Amen. The blessing, as the scripture shows us, is for all those who will walk in obedience. God is our sun and shield. He gives us grace and glory. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk upright. God bless you. My pleasure to serve on today. Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford signing out. Love you. God bless, God bless, God bless, God bless. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.